Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, go over and enjoy ours, freetalklive.com. You actually get to create the content there. So the stuff you see on the front page, those news stories or videos or blog posts, whatever they might be, were suggested by listeners just like you. Maybe it was you that put that up there. You can put whatever you want there on the site, and then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've placed there. So go again to freetalklive.com and get involved. Lots to discuss here tonight. I know, Nemi, you wanted to talk about the Ron Paul debate. Maybe we'll get a chance to touch on that here in a little bit. But there's big news in, apparently, it's New York City?
It's New York City, and it's not
the Occupy protest.
No, it's not the Occupy protest. And actually, this has been going on since, the article says, 1973. But it's just becoming news now.
Really?
Women of Brooklyn, welcome to 2011. Unless, of course, you happen to hop on the B110 bus and have to sit in the back behind the men. The New York World explains, the B110 is a city bus and open to the public, but in an unusual arrangement, it is operated by a private company to serve two Hasidic neighborhoods. And according to Hasidic rules, to curb physical contact between the sexes, men sit in the front and women in the back. The New York World tested
things. Why they pick the men in front and women in the back? Is that some kind of Hasidic rule, too, or is that just, you know, how they picked this to be?
I don't know. They do, according to the article, they do have the private company that operates this line does have a board of consulting rabbis, and they made the decree that the men sit in front and the women sit in back. Now,
so, not really a surprise. I mean, many old religions are very paternalistic.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this is this. It says it's run by a private company. Does that mean that
it's operated by a private company?
Operated by a private company.
So they're contracting. The government has contracted with them.
Who owns the bus?
The city.
Okay.
Let's see. I do have a stat here for you. If you just let me scan the article for a second.
And amazingly, this has been going on since the
1973.
And we didn't know. We haven't talked about this on the show. That's
for sure. This is new. I've never heard anything like this.
At least 1973. Last year, the franchise paid the city $22,000. $22,814 to operate the route, according to the New York City Department of Transportation.
The franchise is paying the city to operate.
Correct.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought the city was was hiring them to do it, but they're paying the city for the right to run the city's bus loop.
Correct, but it is still open to the public.
And they take the money that they get from it? I assume the company...
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a licensing fee of some sort.
It's very strange. I'll bet you the company is a Hasidic Jew company that's set up for this particular purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be just a guess.
The policy's days may be numbered. This is a quote. This is a private company, but it is a public service, a DOT spokesman tells The World, which is published by Columbia Journalism School. The company has to comply with all applicable laws, in this case, ones that forbid gender discrimination. City said it is getting in touch with the private contractor.
Wow, but it took this long. Just amazing. Really, there must be hardly anybody but Hasidic Jews living in these neighborhoods, right? Because why no one's complaining.
So, essentially, if I walk onto this bus, or a woman walks onto this bus, they have to sit. It's open to the public. It is a city bus, and you have to sit in a particular designated area.
Yeah.
I imagine that the rest of the public might have a problem with this.
I would have a problem with
women.
I do.
Sitting in the back.
I like to sit in the back of a bus.
Right. I wonder if they would do the same thing to you that they did to the test case, quote unquote, Melissa Franchi. She was left in silence for a few minutes, although the other passengers gave her a noticeably wide berth. But
meaning
as the
she sat up front.
Right. But as the bus began to fill up, the men told her that she had to get up and move to the back. It wasn't the driver. It was the other passengers. So whether it's a policy of the company, which it does appear from the article to be, if they have a board of consulting rabbis that have decreed that male passengers sit in the front and women sit in the back, it's really the other passengers on the bus who are doing the enforcement.
This is so, it's so amazing to me.
It's like a step out of I don't know what. I mean, this is from another century. This isn't.
it totally is.
I met, when I went to New York City, my wife and I were there at one point, and I think we were going to see the Statue of Liberty on maybe a boat or something. I'm not even sure what we were doing, but it seemed like we were sitting in seats exposed. Maybe it was an open-end bus or something. I don't know. But we talked to this nice couple that was behind us sitting there, and you know, the guy had on an odd hat, but I didn't really think about it in any way, shape, or form. And then, you know, I guess we were going to leave, and I went to shake his hand, and then, my wife went to shake his hand also, and he said that his wife would shake my wife's hand for him or something like that, and they explained that they were Hasidic Jews. And
he can't touch her.
These were young people, and I was just stunned by it. I guess I just expected Hasidic Jews to only be old, and obviously that doesn't make any sense at all.
It was only like you see him in the movies, right?
Right. And
with a beard.
This guy didn't really have the whole curly Q hair thing. And
right.
I don't know.
He had the hat.
Yeah, he had the hat, but I didn't really
recognize
it. Maybe I didn't notice. I don't know. I mean, I just didn't really think about it. Just was talking to some younger guy.
I mean, is there anybody out there that can appreciate this, that thinks this is okay? That hears about this news and, oh yeah, sure, we should separate men and women. I mean, who besides some bizarre esoteric religion would really be in support of something like this?
Well, I'm all fine and good if they would like to have their own bus and service their own, you know, but as soon as it's open to the public, you can't really do that.
Well, now here's the weird thing, right? I mean, it sounds like this is a situation that has to do with government monopoly. Because it sounds to me like this company is paying the government for the ability to run the government bus service in those particular neighborhoods and essentially guarantee them, you know, how many other buses can operate in these neighborhoods.
I don't think none.
Well, yeah, that's one part where I have to speculate as well. You know, we know that New York City has the taxi medallions, and those cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to get. And that's even if one's available, and they're very, very restricted in the amount that are even available. So I don't know what is the difference in New York City between operating a taxi and operating a bus. How many, we know taxis are obviously allowed to have some level of competition, but in the world of city busing, who else can operate a bus in New York City? I would hope that there are other companies that are doing that, but I don't really know. And so if you are one of our New York City listeners, maybe you can enlighten us on this. Is it possible for another Hasidic Jew company to come into that same area and open up competing bus service?
And get city buses as a little spiff.
And get
well, they have city buses. They're running city buses.
Well, right. I don't know if it's – I don't mean necessarily the same company, but to have another company come in, is it possible to have two companies operating public buses? Meaning that it would be a privately run, privately operated bus that could have its own rules, but still service the public. It's like, here's the segregated bus. If you want to, you know, sit in the segregated seats, you can sit here, and then it's not a city bus anymore. Then it's their own private property, and they can set whatever weird rules they want to, and you have to wear your little hat to get on or whatever. But the question is, how many of, you know, is this even a possibility? Or is it you can only have the city bus, and that's why this company has come in, they've contracted with the city, so they can have the monopoly deal on operating a bus service in that area?
I don't know. I can imagine how stunned this lady was who did this little bit of civil disobedience, sat in the bus and decided not to move. I can only imagine how stunned she was the first time she got on this bus and decided to ride it. What? Where? Who? I've got to sit in back?
I think you'd have to call the National Guard if that happened to me.
Honestly, if you were on the bus?
Yeah, if I were in her shoes.
I'd be interested to see. I wonder if she had a video camera with her, because I think that would be some very priceless footage to have these Hasidic Jews trying to basically coerce her out of the seat in which she had chosen on the bus. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. If you're in New York City, you know about more about the busing situation there. Curious to know about that. Of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, other bus news, finger scanners. We'll tell you about that coming to a school bus near you. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
Political philosopher Niccolo Machiavelli wrote, "It's not the titles that honor men, but the men that honor titles. If you want to make the most of your position and honor whatever title you may possess, then you cannot rely on a title to help you lead others. Leadership isn't a right, it's a privilege, something that must be continually earned. We leaders don't deserve our positions. They have been given to us in trust. If you're a leader, don't take anything for granted. Good organizations are built by servant leaders who work very hard every day to keep the organization moving forward toward its vision, not just for their own sake, but for everyone they lead and serve." For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 1-855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Hey, we've been talking about the Ron Paul campaign here on this program for a while now. And, of course, as you may know, if you've been paying attention for the last few weeks, we've been discussing the money bomb, as it is called. It's going on today, October 19th. That's now. Blackthisout.com is where you can go to become a part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. Now, last time you checked, Mark, it was over $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's like 1.5 last I saw it.
$1.5 million.
It's 1.54 right now.
Just from today alone. That's not too shabby. Now, it's not to the point where they were a year, you know, last time around. It was 4.something million, I think 4.3 million back on November 5th, 2007.
For the first money bomb ever.
Right, which was a huge occasion. Now, they've already had a few money bombs thus far in the campaign.
Yes.
Right? So I don't know what his campaign has raised total, but I thought it was getting up there in like the 10 million range.
I would have to check. I did see it at one point, but I didn't know you were going to ask me that question.
Well, I didn't know either. Blackthisout.com is where you can go. We'll keep you informed throughout the show tonight as to where the totals are. I did give a couple hundred bucks today to the Ron Paul campaign through Blackthisout.com. It's basically you link over to Ron Paul's website. I thought they were going to have the counter on Blackthisout.com, but that's just kind of like a lead-in page to get you where you need to go. That's blackthisout.com. Let the media know you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out.
So as I understand, the Ron Paul campaign has raised up to this point $3.7 million.
Not bad.
Yeah. So
does that include today's 1.5?
No. This absolutely does not count that. But I'd like to point out that there are, you know, Perry and Romney are sitting in the double digits. I mean, they've got 15 and 14 million. Mm-hmm. So if the Paul campaign wants to be considered a top-tier candidate, and the people that want him to win really need to, you know, they need to step up.
Maybe get the double digits.
To some extent, these races are about money. They're not all about money.
Sure.
But to some extent, they are. And I think that's where Kane's campaign really has sort of fallen down. You know, they've done some spending. The Paul campaign hasn't done nearly as much spending. But, you know, the Kane campaign doesn't really have that much money.
So we can talk more about Ron Paul here in a little bit, but obviously that's great news. I mean, 1.5 million is 1.5 million more than they had before the day started today. And I would imagine they're going to eclipse 2 by the end of the night, but who knows? It might go crazy. They might hit 3. You know, you never know what these money bombs are going to end up doing. And interestingly, Michelle Seven was telling me last night, who's been on the show a number of times in the past, she was telling me that she is now in love with Ron Paul again. And this is a lady who got on the air with us and has talked real bad about voting and politicians.
I saw that her mind was changing. And, you know, I mean, these campaigns are exciting to some extent. I'm not going to say that makes
she
it right or wrong.
She has a chance.
I think he does have a chance. It's a really weak field, you know?
Yeah, it's hard for me to get my hopes up on that one.
I'm not going
to
get my hopes up, but I'm just saying.
There's always a chance.
It's a chance, right? Like, there's a chance if people vote for him. But who are they going to vote for at this point? Perry, he's lost his shine, as has Bachman. It seems to me that Kane's ridiculous 999 plan is now being torn apart in the media, and people are seeing that, oh my goodness, if I vote for this guy and his plan, he's going to raise taxes on 80% of Americans. Mm. Who the heck wants that crap?
So in other news, we'll get back to Ron Paul because there's always more to say about him. So we're back to the story in New York City where somebody got on a bus in a Hasidic neighborhood, which was ostensibly a city bus. Was it 110B or B110?
B110.
B110. It's in a Brooklyn neighborhood. And it's apparently a bus that's being operated by a company that is presumably run by Hasidic Jews that are basically setting segregation rules. Now, look, I don't care what your religion is. Whatever your bizarro beliefs are, doesn't bother me. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, doesn't matter to me. You can operate your own bus and set whatever rules you want to. If you have to wear a dunce hat to get on the bus, that's fine. I don't care. But when you're operating something that is in tandem with this concept of the government where, you know, people are supposed to be treated equally, then I've got a problem with it. And, Nemi, I think you agree with me on that.
Absolutely. One more note from the article here. It says that the city's Franchise and Concession Review Committee defines a franchise on its website as, quote, the right to occupy or use the city's inalienable property, such as streets or parks, for a public service, e.g. transportation.
So they have some kind of a deal with the city that allows them to do this. And I was looking during the break to see if there was maybe some more information on what kind of bus services are available in New York City. I mean, if you've ever been to New York City before, you see buses everywhere. So they have these tour buses, for instance, that will take you, you know, to certain places. That's not exactly the same thing as a public bus that anybody can just hop on and get off a couple blocks or a few blocks down the line. So I'm wondering, again, I know we've got people that listen in New York City, so if you want to clarify on this, you know, what is it that, what light can you shine on this news story that maybe we're missing something here? Because it seems pretty outrageous that this has been going on since the early 1970s, that there's been a bus or two tooling around New York City, this metropolitan urban area, that has actually been a segregated bus for the last 40 years.
See, this has to be basically a taxi cab or something, because otherwise it would take people to another stop where they would have to get on regular buses, and that wouldn't be, you know, acceptable.
Au contraire, Mark. The B110 bus travels between Williamsburg and Borough Park in Brooklyn. It is open to the public and has a route number and tall blue bus stop signs, just like any other city bus.
So why are they just going to that one place?
Maybe the idea is that the Hasidic Jews just don't really ever leave that area. Or if they do, they understand that, okay, well, now you've got to be possibly close to a woman. It's just very strange.
It's very strange. None of it makes any sense to me at all.
Yeah, I've never encountered anything like it. Would love to get your thoughts at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there anything else you feel like we need to share about this?
No. No, I think we're good.
All right, well, there's more news about buses here, and here's one from WJHG.com. This is about, let's see, I don't even know where the hell this is, Chipley. You tell me where that one is. We'll figure that much out a little bit later here. It looks like it's North Florida, like around the Milton area, so the Tallahassee kind of range of Florida, Georgia area, Panama City, etc. Anyway, finger scanning devices are coming to Washington County school buses. According to the story, roll call is a thing of the past in Washington County schools. Students now check in with finger scanning devices. So, hey, it's already here. They're telling you that now the finger scanning devices will be expanding. So this is news to me. I didn't know that kids were checking in at the school classroom with a thumbprint scan or a finger scanner.
I'm stunned.
A little scary.
I didn't know it either. The idea that they're scanning kids in with their fingerprints really disturbs me. That means that the government... Normally, the government doesn't have your fingerprints unless you've been arrested for a crime. Now, they're just getting everybody's fingerprints, I guess, through their little public school system.
Sure enough. We're going to come back with more and your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Do you still have your kids in government school? This is Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't live here. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
we Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Speaking of SACL CAI, Mark, tell me more about it.
SACL CAI is a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they even purchase charged off receivables. If you want to find out more about how SACL CAI can change the whole paradigm around accounts receivable for your business, see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
And don't forget to visit freetalklive.com so you can enjoy our webcam. We've got it there for you at cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because our chat room is built into the same page. You can go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners while enjoying the program and do it all for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here with the news that may be pretty disturbing. I can tell you, I didn't think it was to this point. And it is. Meaning, your children, if they're going to a government school, there's a chance that instead of roll call in the morning, they're signing in with a thumbprint scan or a fingerprint scan. I'm not sure if it's like the whole hand or if it's just a thumb or what it is, but some digit is being scanned in order to count your child as present at these government schools.
Disturbing.
Now, specifically, we're talking about Washington County, which I believe is in Florida based on the Doppler radar.
There is a Washington County in Florida.
WJHG.com is the source here. And so they're talking about how it's been this way, where students have been checking in with finger-scanning devices, but it's going to be expanding. School Superintendent Sandra Cook said the old method just wasn't cutting it. She said, we got to talking about attendance in our district and how it was inconsistent. The systems have been up and running for 2 months inside the schools, but since the majority of students ride the bus every day, district officials decided to move the devices there. The transition hasn't been easy. One of the biggest challenges they've faced is where to put the devices on the buses. State safety codes require aisles to be kept completely clear, so one of the ideas they've discussed put a laptop on one side of the steering wheel and the finger scan system on the other. The school district plans to test the equipment in a handful of buses within the next week or so, and this was about a week ago. This was written in hopes to have each one operational by November or December at the latest. The bureaucrat said that when it's all said and done, we're going to find this is going to be one of the most monumental things that Washington County has ever done. The finger scan device costs the school district about $30 per student per year.
Tax dollars at work.
That seems expensive, doesn't
$30 it? $30 per student per year?
Yeah.
Because our teachers can't count or check a name off a list? I mean, how have we gotten along without these finger scanners, really?
Well, that is a good question. You know, what was the discussion that led to this? Why was the old way so bad anyway? When they say it was inconsistent, does it mean that the teacher was just forgetting to take attendance?
I suppose it could happen.
What does that mean?
Students are coming in consistently?
It just seems about control to me. It's about getting people more used to this world where they're being identified. You know, these biometric scanners are going to be likely in more places. So why not go ahead and implement them in the schools to get kids used to it? Oh, I did that when I was in school, so it's no problem to do it, you know, when the cop asks me to, or wherever else they're going to end up putting things.
Sure,
like this.
It breaks them into it.
So, again, $30 per student per year is what they're doing. Now, parents can still opt for their children to sign in the traditional way. So there's still the opt-out provision from this totalitarian, Orwellian type of idea. But how many parents are aware of that? That's a good question. Is it one of those things where you have to ask to find out that such an option like that is available?
Opt-outs can be very difficult to deal with.
And what is the reaction to you when you want to opt out?
Yeah, exactly. Because you'll essentially be inconveniencing someone at that point. You'll be forcing them to have to use the old ways. And it's saying here they're signing in. So this is something I'm not used to. Did you guys ever sign in at school?
Only when I was late. And I'm thinking back to inconsistencies. I was wondering as you were reading this if there was a finger scan in every classroom that people were checking into every class. Because the only inconsistency that I can think of in attendance records is if you cut.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
You know,
did they take attendance in every class? I don't think they did. I don't recall them doing that.
They did when I was in school.
It's been so
long. Yeah, or where I went to school. I don't know. I guess practices differ.
I would imagine they probably do.
They must be. Maybe some teachers did it quietly. Maybe they just kind of eyeballed everybody and you know, looked around to see if
I think they did that in my school.
Yeah.
They took attendance in every class.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here, 855-450-FREE. You know where else they take attendance is jail and prison.
They do head counts there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that's one of those things that you really get used to when you're in jail is them coming in and shouting head count or lockdown, you know, once every few hours. And it was just one of those things. I always thought about like it might be fun to like make a song out of it, like guard shouting head count and lockdown and med pass. Because I heard those words more than anything else, except for the F-bomb. I've probably heard the F-bomb more often.
Convicts do know how to use the F-bomb.
1-855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So finger scanners in Washington County schools, of course, just combine that with the wonderful other police state things that are happening. Like, at schools they've had the metal scans, the X-rays going on, where you get wanded or perhaps walk through an X-ray machine. Before you go into school, they have these things.
So at this point, your kids are already they're ready for being metal detectors. They're ready for finger scanning. They're ready for head counting. It really seems like these institutions are truly set up not as much to educate people as to prepare them for life in a police state.
Absolutely, the TSA goes along with that as well. If kids go on a flight, they get touched. Forget that noise.
Are they patting kids down at these metal detectors?
No. Oh, with the metal detectors at school? At school, I wouldn't.
Are they gonna pat that?
At school? Yeah. I don't believe so.
They'd have to pat them down if they set off the metal detector, right? They have to do something.
You would think so. So I've never, so again, another, something else I'd never experienced. I got out of high school in the late 1990s, and at least in my school, they hadn't implemented things like that. So what are your experiences? Maybe you are a young person out there going to, unfortunately, one of these government high schools or middle schools. Are they doing metal detection at elementary schools, too? I mean, I really don't know what the extent of this stuff is. Please, enlighten us at 855-450-FREE. You've got video cameras on school buses. You've got likely cameras in more classrooms, I would guess, these days. You've got the metal detection. You've got now thumbprint or finger scanners. I mean, it used to be that each kid would have, like, a code they would punch in at the lunch counter. And I feel like I might have seen somewhere in the past where that's gone to fingerprint scanning as well, which wouldn't surprise me either. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. You can take control. And you should take control of your own children's education and get them the hell out of these government schools. There's really no reason whatsoever to send your kids to the government schools. Don't give me the whole, well, they need to socialize thing. There are other ways for them to socialize that don't involve sending them to, you know, a government day prison.
You know, I guess the metal detectors and the thumb scanners and all those things are, to me, sort of the outward appearances of really the way the brainwashing goes on in government schools. To me, the problem is the subject matter, the way they teach, the teaching down to sort of the middle to low end of the class in order to make sure that everybody comes along, which just creates this spiral of everybody,
lowest common denominator.
The mentality of every class every year being pushed down farther and farther to the point that people believe you need 13 years of school in order to be educated, and the public school system is kicking out people that are up 20% is what their numbers are, as I've read them. 20% are functionally illiterate. In some districts, it's as high as 40% are functionally illiterate. I mean, I can't imagine how this paradigm creates a situation where children hate learning so much.
Well, even the ones that are supposedly literate, the ones that do actually graduate these high schools, you know, they're coming out and they're going into colleges. They're having to take remedial classes and just left and right.
One for the colleges, right?
That's true. 1-855-453 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves, your experience in the government school system. You're welcome to share that or bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it be comments on the bus that is segregating men and women in New York City, or perhaps you want to tell us about what your experience has been like in these government schools, where we discovered tonight that apparently they've got fingerprint scanners that they've installed in some classrooms, and actually now in Washington County, Florida, they're moving them out of the classroom and moving them onto school buses. So you will have to scan yourself in order to attend the government schools. Creepy? Yeah. Orwellian? Mm-hmm. And are people concerned about this? Well, I don't know.
Apparently not. It's been going on for a very long time. This is an expansion of the program. It's been going on for a couple of years. I haven't even heard of this.
I don't know if it was a couple of years. I think it was a couple of months. But either way,
it was expanded from the school to the bus. And
I'm pretty sure it was after a couple months. But maybe I'm wrong about that. But either way, like I said, I thought I'd heard a story about fingerprint scanners in cafeterias. That might have been where they first put these things. And it is preparing people for a life in a police state. And how many parents are upset? How many of them are opting out? And better yet, how many, because there is an opt-out provision at the school, but how many of them are opting out all the way and getting their kids out of these government schools? Really, that's the only sane thing to do.
Well, these are the sort of numbers that you're never going to get. Because the school's just there to take as many students as want to come along. People are going to take their kids out for whatever reason, put them into private schools or homeschool them or whatever. And you're never going to find this information out.
No, I'm just asking.
The school system here in New Hampshire isn't ever going to know that it didn't have my son as a possible enrollee. It's never going to be part of the numbers.
So, smart thing to do, get your kids out of government school. There's no reason to have them in there. None whatsoever.
I'm curious to know about the security used for the data that they're storing. And,
oh, boy. Yeah, right.
The confidentiality of the records. Because at least in New Hampshire, when you're a juvenile, everything that is part of your record is confidential until you're 18.
Yeah, but as far as security is concerned, they might say that it's confidential, but how hard would it be to crack into those records?
Right, or just slip somebody a flash drive and say, here you go, Mr. Law Enforcement, here's everything you ever needed.
Well, I mean, whoa, of course this is going to be given to law enforcement. I thought you were talking about security from other people. The government doesn't keep security amongst its own bureaucrats.
Right. I mean, if law enforcement wants this information, it will get it, I would guess.
There's no security there at all, and I would presume that this is all going to be turned over to law enforcement. Maybe they won't do it until the kids turn 18, but at that point, they're going to. It's all going to be in their hands. The more information you give up to the government, the more likely they are to use and abuse it. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. Mark, you've got a story about a bike ride that apparently went wrong.
Yeah, this is this was actually from, I believe it was the Detroit News, Detroit local news. Father's bike ride could have him fighting to keep his children. In early September, Sean Harrington was pulling his twin boys in a trailer attached to his bicycle for a day of fun in downtown Detroit along the Riverwalk.
He apparently hadn't gotten the message that he should be leaving Detroit, but anyway, here's another reason to leave.
He was returning home and riding down the sidewalk on Park Street when he pulled onto the street to avoid hitting baseball fans who were blocking his path. He admits he was going the wrong way down a one-way street, but he was about 50 feet from his home. It's a bicycle, and it was four car lengths long. I was on the wrong way on the one-way street, said Harrington. Police still stopped him and issued a ticket. I can't wrap my brain around the police department thinks that at any given time when the most dangerous criminal in the city of Detroit is myself, says Harrington. Several days later, he received a letter in the mail.
Oh, no, you're not a dangerous criminal, dude. You're a possible money source.
Several days later, he received a letter in the mail asking him to appear in court in November, facing the possibility of being charged with child endangerment.
Oh, boy.
Harrington and his wife have lived in Detroit for years. He owns three businesses downtown and said that he's disappointed that
that's why he hasn't left yet.
Now being accused of being an unfit parent. I don't know what's next, the next step for them, Harrington said, but maybe it's that my children should be taken away from me because I do reckless things like take them for a bike ride.
I'm a one-way street. And I'm not a traffic flow expert, but it seems to me that the reason why one-way streets are the way they are is, well, the idea is for some sort of control of traffic in a downtown area, but it's not the same thing riding a bicycle as a car. It doesn't take up as much width as you're walking, as you're riding yourself, pedaling down the street.
Well, but the trailer on it adds more width, and one can argue the one-way ticket as much as one wants to. I mean, either way is fine with me. The idea of child endangerment, to me, Mr. Harrington rolled the dice and lost the game of I'm going to take the short way home. Okay, whatever, $50, take it to court, fight it, do whatever you want to do, play around with the bureaucrats, fine and dandy, but the idea that they're threatening him and his family with child endangerment over this, to me, is the real issue.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
I mean, some Nimrod in here in the comments said something to the effect that, well, how about we just obey the law and not ride the wrong way on the one-way street? Well, that's as if it's a ticket. He said, pay the ticket and shut up, you moron, or something like that. It's not the ticket. The ticket isn't the issue here. The issue here is, and this is clearly somebody who doesn't have children, that the issue is my family's being threatened here. The most valuable things
I
have
in the
world.
How do you know they don't have children?
The Nimrod who said that?
Yeah, somebody
because they have no empathy.
Well, that doesn't mean that they don't have children. There's all kinds of bad parents out there.
I can't imagine
lots
that a person that has children thinks that it's okay for kids to be taken away for a 50-foot ride on a bicycle.
There
and
are
a
those
trailer.
People. I mean, there absolutely are those people. I mean, their position is essentially you're a lawbreaker. You break any laws, and therefore you're an unfit parent. Because only
but
good
that moron knows they break laws. They know they've gone 1 mile an hour over the speed limit. So
yes,
their
but
kids
they
have
haven't
been taken
gotten
away.
Caught.
Sure they have.
Well, let's presume they haven't.
This is a traffic violation.
The so-called law-abiding people love to tout how they don't, I may have sped a little bit, but I didn't get caught, so it's not a problem. It's only a problem when you get caught.
I think it's a matter of spirit versus letter of the law. I'd be curious to know how busy this street was, how many lanes it was. Because, honestly speaking, there's a dogleg on Main Street here in Keene, and there's a crosswalk that happens to go across it right in front of the Corner News. And there was one time I was coming down Main Street where the speed limit is 25, and I believe I was doing 20 miles an hour. Parents came out on bicycles in the crosswalk, and their little daughter was behind them. And if I had been going faster or not paying attention, it's quite possible she could have gotten seriously hurt. So my question is, if they were stopped and those kids were seriously in danger, why CPS wasn't called on the spot? Just as a rhetorical question. But how busy is the street?
Well, they said that it was full of fans, apparently, and that's why he was in the street instead of on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how many cars were in the street.
Is it still a one-way street if you're on the sidewalk? With a bicycle?
You're probably violating the rule of being on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk,
on a bicycle.
With a bicycle. Yeah.
And one has to ask. I mean, if one's children can be threatened, the possession of one's children can be threatened for riding a bicycle wrong on the wrong direction on a one-way street for 50 feet that close to your house, then one's possession of one's children can be threatened for anything at any time
of
that
course.
One does is illegal in a country where it's impossible not to break the law.
That's true.
Yes, you're absolutely
you're right
about that.
And that's what's sick and weird about this. The idea that anyone who would, break, anyone would advocate that this man be punished for this. And by the punishment, I'm not talking about the ticket. I don't care about the ticket.
Taking the kids. Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, this guy played, he played traffic roulette and he lost, and I'm sorry.
Well, the do-gooder sees this as the one who wants to control others sees this as, the necessary thing. We've got to get these kids away from a dad who could be so brazen in his disdain for the rules of society that he would dare go the wrong way down a one-way street.
To whom are they going to give these kids?
Foster parents.
Who break the law every day like the person who advocates taking away the kids.
You're using
logic.
Because
these people are insane. Anybody who would advocate this, if you are listening to my voice and you're saying to yourself that this is a good idea, please call in.
Oh, I'd love to hear
from that person.
Because
I say you are bat-ass crazy. You are an old, cranky effer, and you do not deserve the kids that you had.
1-855-450-FREE is
go
the number.
Back, go off to some banana republic.
1-855-450-3733. You can comment on this or any issue that you would like. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-FREE. I've never been harassed for going the wrong way down a one-way street. But then again, like you said, I didn't have the little trailer thing on my bike, so I could see how that could be a factor there. Of course, the idea of just taking someone's kids away for a traffic violation. That's the country we live in, or at least Detroit. 1-855-450-FREE. Of course, it's probably like that in more places than we realize. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.